Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning and welcome. This is the Chumash portion of the Tuesday day of the portion of Kedoshim, chapter 19, verse 23 in Leviticus. Kedoshim segues from one mitzvah to the other. And when you will come into the land, meaning of Israel, unetatem, and you will plant kol eitz machol, any type of food trees, fruit trees. There's a special halacha. What is the halacha? Va'araltem or losay espirye. Then its fruit shall be forbidden. You may not utilize the fruit. For how long? Sholei shonim, for 3 years. Yielachem arelim, the fruit shall be forbidden. The word arelim comes from the word uncircumcised, meaning closed. Lo yeochel, shall not be eaten. For 3 years, the food, the fruit of this tree may not be eaten. You will close its closing. You will be forbidden to benefit from it. When do you count? From the time of planting. I would think if he hit the fruit. After 3 years, that once 3 years passes, one would think it's permissible to use this hidden fruit. No. It remains forbidden. What happens the fourth year, 24, and in the fourth year, all of its fruit will become kodesh hilulim, as holy, praiseworthy fruit, food, l'Hashem, to Hashem. What do you do with it? This is treated the same way as the second tithe. You take it, and you eat it, or it's exchanged in Jerusalem with your friends and family, like Maisa Sheni. Yeah, kol pirei kodesh Rashi, kimaisa sheni, shekosabay, like the second tithe, where it says, v'chamasa rodz kodesh l'Hashem, ma maisa sheni enenecha chutz l'chem yishalayim, just as the limitations of the second tithe. You may eat it anywhere within the walls of Jerusalem, not outside. Ela bepidyon, and you can also redeem this into money and later spend the money on edible things. Ap zeh kein, this neta revaya, the fruit of the fourth year, has the same application. My father, of blessed memory, would say that he heard Hasidim say that the whole idea of Maaser Sheni, where you take money, you go to Jerusalem, you invite your friends to a meal, you have a party, this is called a Fabrengen. Maaser Sheni was a Fabrengen. V'dovar zeh hilulim l'Hashem, who this is praising Hashem, Sheneise Shom, you carry it to Jerusalem, l'shabeach, to praise, or l'halel, and to glorify, l'shamayim, heaven, Hashem. So that's the deal. 3 years, it's forbidden altogether. Fourth year, you take it or its exchange to Jerusalem. And finally, in the fifth year, you may consume freely as period its fruit. And Hashem says, I will give you a bountiful increase. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God. Rashi, lahislachem tuvasei, amitzvah hazeh shetishmeru, this commandment which you will observe here, lahislachem tuvasei, will increase the produce, Shebischora, in the reward of its observance. Ani mevorech lachem, I will bless you. Pedas hanatia, that the fruits of your planting will be abundant. Hayu Rabbi Akiva, Emir Rabbi Akiva would say regarding this, Dibra teira keneged yetzahara, the Torah speaks to one's evil inclination, to one's yetzer hara. Shem yemir adam, because of a person will say, what are you kidding? I planted this tree. It's my tree. Hare arba shana, for 4 years. Ani mitztar bechinam, I'm working like a dog for nothing. That in the fifth year and on, you're going to have such bountiful crops, you're not going to believe it. Ani Hashem, I am God, I'm Avtiach, who promises Al-Kach regarding this, v'nemon, and I am trustworthy, lishmer, to observe Avtachosi, my promise. Verse 26, the next mitzvah, le'seichlov al adam, do not eat with blood. And there are many interpretations, as Rashi will say, of this part of the verse. Le'sinachashu, do not involve yourself in practice of divination, of magic. Ve'le'seinenu, and don't get involved in soothsaying. These are various Canaanite practices where the Canaanite natives were into all kinds of magical stuff and Canaanite cultures which are forbidden. Many of the prohibitions of idolatry are prohibitions of Canaanite culture. And we're going to get into some of them now. 26 Rashi, Leisechlo al Adam laharbe ponim nidish b'sanhedrin. This verse, or part of the verse, is interpreted in various methods, manners, in the tractate Sanhedrin. Ashor, it's an admonition. Number one is that the owner, donor, of a sacrifice should not eat of the holy meats before the Kohen does the ritual of the sprinkling of the blood. That's called Leisechlo al Adam. Don't eat while before the blood is sprinkled. Vazhor, in an admonition, lo echel, to one who eats, mi behemas chulin, from an animal, that's everyday food, terem shetetze nafsha, before it dies. You can't eat, it's called eva minachai, an animal before it dies, ve'ed harbe, and many more. Le'tenachshu, kagain elo amanachshim, like those who practice divination and various forms of magic, bechulda, using moles, or vapors, or birds, Pite naflam of people are superstitions. They said if your bread fell out of your mouth, it's bad luck. Tzvi of sika baderech, if a deer meets you on the way, and so on. And all of them are shigas. Leisa einenu, pointing to times. Lashon einis v'shoa, sh'emer, they say, yein pleini yafal haskam alaka. This day is a good day to start a project. Shoa pleinis kosher lot, says this is a bad time. All of these, if they're based in Canaanite practices, they're forbidden. We do have these practices in Jewish tradition. For example, Yom Shlishi, Shehuch Bal Bekitev, Tuesday is a day of double good. It's a good thing to start something on Tuesday, but that's already godly. 27, continuing in the Canaanite cultures and prohibitions, we have the idea of rounding off the hair of the head of a man, called taking off the peyot, taking off the sideburns. The idea of the obligation to wear peyos has to do with Canaanites not doing it. Leisakifu, do not round pa'as, the corners, reishchem, of your heads, v'leisashkes, and do not destroy, es pa'as zikonecha, the corners of your beard. And this has to do again with the Canaanite culture of their people taking a razor blade and shaving the beard. Therefore, it is forbidden by Torah law to shave the beard with a razor blade. According to most commentaries, it is permissible to use an electric shaver, although the Rebbe de Tzemach Tzedek says that even that is questionable. But here we're talking about the idolatry prohibition of using a razor against the skin of the beard. Rashi, le'sakifu pa'as reishchem, ze'amashvitz dov, that refers to one who makes one's temples even, la'achere yosne, behind his ears, l'fadachta, in his forehead, v'nimsa, so he has it going round like this. Hakef reishi, he rounds the hair of his head, ogel saviv, shal'achere yosne, behind the ears, ikre sari is the principle here, l'mayla mitzad of harbe, cuts off the sideburns. According to halacha, you have to leave the sideburns at least until the bone at the center of the ear. Pa'as konecha, sefa zaken ugvulav. This refers to the end of the beards, v'hein chomesh. They're actually technically, biblically, five parts, and they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Near the top of the beard, the chin is one, and then in the middle, between the top and the chin. So we have 2, 4, 5. Shtayim b'chol lechi v'lechi, 2 on each cheek. Lamai leitzarosh, closer to the head, shurocha, which is wide, v'yeshpe shtei peyas, and it has two corners, v'achas lamata b'santeide, and one by the chin, v'kaim chibur shnei alachayim yachta, where the two cheeks meet. 28, another Canaanite practice, v'sedet lo nefesh leisitnu b'psarachem. The Canaanites, specifically the Amorites, one of the Canaanite nations, used to cut themselves in mourning. Someone died close to them. They used to take a knife and cut themselves and bring out blood to show how upset they are. This is forbidden by Jewish law. We're not allowed to mutilate our bodies. Oksevis kaka leisitnu lachem, and tattoos. You should not place tattoos within your body. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Another Canaanite practice. V'sedet lo nefesh, Cain, Darkon Shalom Beirim. This is the custom of the Amorites. Liyes misortin besorim, to make cuttings in their flesh. Kishameis lo meis, when somebody died, a Jew may not do this. Ksevis kaka, ksov, a script, mechuka v'shaku, engraved and sunk. Sheninim chakleilim, which can never be erased. You know, a real tattoo can't be removed unless the tattoo company goes and works very hard to try and remove it. Even then, it's difficult. Shemekake b'machad, where it's tattooed by a needle, v'mashchaleilam, it's forever black. It's forever dark. Kaka, loshen v'heka esam, b'midbar v'hekanum, to hang them. Techven ay eitz boris, they fix a pole into the ground. V'teron esalem, they would hang them upon it. Nimsum v'chukim, thus they are set. Tchum b'karkan, fixed in the ground. So that's the expression of kaka, deep. Pourpoint in Old French. 29, the next mitzvah. Al techalel es bitcha, do not profane your daughter, lahaznoisa, to turn her into a harlot. Chas v'sholem. V'le sizne ha'oretz, let the land not be filled with harlotry. Omola ha'oretz zima, the land will be filled with lewdness. 29 Rashi. Al techalel es bitcha lahaznoisa, b'meset bitei pnuya, someone who has an unmarried daughter, and he gives her lebia for a relationship, shalei l'shem kedushin, that's outside of marriage. Maybe he gets money for it or whatever. That's giving one's daughter into harlotry. If you do so, ha'oretz mizanas pedosev, then the land will cause its fruits to go bad. The fruits will be produced in a different land, not in your holy land, because you're not acting holy in the holy land. And they have taken and withheld the showers of rain. 30, as Shapsesai Tishmeidu, you shall observe my Sabbath. Umigdoshe, in my holy temple, Tiro, you shall fear. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Rashi, Umigdoshe Tiro, 30. We have to have a respect and honor of the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, Le'ikonis B'makle, a person was not permitted to walk in with his walking staff. You leave your walking staff outside. The equivalent of a walking staff today is a cell phone. Or with one's shoes, upundose, one's purse, ubabak sharaglab, the dust on the feet, v'apapishani masir chemal amigdash, even though I'm warning you regarding the sanctity of the holy temple, es shapsei saitish meidu, you shall still observe my Sabbath. Ein binyan beis hamigdash deicha Shabbos. As much as it is important to build a holy temple, you still have to observe the Sabbath. 31, continuing with some of the laws of idolatry. Al tifnu el ha'ov oives, don't turn to the ghosts. These are various, again, Canaanite practices of idolatry. Vel ha'yidonim, and to the spirits. Al tevakshu, don't seek l'tomo, to become impurified, defiled by him, by them. Ani Hashem lekechem, I am God, your God. Rashi, al tifnu el ha'oives, as hara l'bal oivi yidoni, these are the various prohibitions against the idol practice of Ov or Yudaini. Baal Ov, Zepisim, Baal Ov is a wizard. Hamadabed Meshechye, somebody who speaks from his armpits. The person speaks from his armpits. Yudaini, Hamachnis Etzim Chayu, takes the bone of an animal. Sheshma Yudaya, which is called Yudaya, Litech Biv. Well, Etzim Adabed, and the bone speaks. Al Tavakshu, Lias Asukim Bone, don't engage in this stuff. Shim Tasku Bone, because if you will, Atem mitamim lefona, you become defiled before me. Vani mesayev eschem, and I will abhor you. Ani Hashem lekechem du'u, you shall know. Es mi atem machlifim b'mi, who you're exchanging for who. And finally, the last verse in this portion. Mipnei seva tokum, you shall stand up for a gray head, meaning for an elderly person. V'hadarta, you shall beautify and honor Pnei, the countenance, zokin, of an old man. V'yoreisa, you shall fear me, Elokecha God, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Mipnei seva tokum, yochel, I would think, zokin ashmoi, that this applies to a wicked old man. What if there's an evil man who's old? Yeah, also have to respect him and stand up for him. Tamar lema zokin, ein zokin oshikon achokma, zokin connotates a wise old man. Vadar to pnei zokin, give him respect. Eza hidur, what is honoring? Lo yeshivim kemi, don't sit in this place. Lo yeshivim kemi, don't contradict him. Have respect for old age. Yochel yatsim einam, I would think you can close your eyes. Kemish leiro, like you didn't see him. Remember, yoreso lekecha, you should fear God. Shari dover ozeh, master lelibi, shaleseo, every heart of every man knows. She'ein makir be'yalahu, only he knows. V'chol dover, hamos, so Hashem knows. Anything that's set to the heart, it says, you shall fear God. End of the third portion.